God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The ministry of Jesus. You might want to write this statement down, keep it in your thinking. Without going to the scripture in John 14, Jesus told the disciples, he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Right? Jesus said, I do always those things that please him. How many believe that Jesus only did the will of the Father in his life and in his ministry? And he said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Now, that doesn't mean he is the Father. Too many scriptures that prove otherwise. Did you hear me? What does that mean? Everything that Jesus said and did is a direct revelation of the will of God for all men, for all time. I want to say that again. I want you to think about it. Everything Jesus said and did, as is recorded in these writings, everything he said and did is a direct revelation of the will of God for all people, all men, for all time. If we see him heal somebody, what are we looking at? We're looking at the revealed will of God for all people. For all time. Yes. Everything he preached, everything he said, if he delivered somebody, if he told somebody something, if he ministered to some, everything we see in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John is the revealed will of God. Yeah. Right? So when we're looking at these accounts, we're looking at the revealed will of God for all people for all time. Do you still have your scriptures? Matthew 8? Yes, sir. Luke 5? Mark 1. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. We honor your word. We respect your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit whom you've sent to indwell us, to be our guide and teacher and helper. He's in us. He's on us. He's among us. Help us to yield to him, to you. Give us eyes that see and ears that hear, hearts open and receptive. Thank you, we believe that you send your word and heal, and that healing is working in bodies even now, and that your word will come off the page and be manifest and be made flesh in human bodies in this place and from people who hear on the tapes. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we say we'll receive your word and we'll not be hearers only but doers. In Jesus' name, amen. This first account of healing in the ministry of Jesus that we're going to deal with is the healing of the leper. It's recorded in these three places that I have you holding, and I want us to read all three of them. It's just a few verses. The reason I'm doing so is because oftentimes Matthew would say something that Mark and Luke didn't say. Luke will say something that Matthew and Mark didn't say, and really to get the whole picture, you put it all together. So Matthew 8, are you there? Verse 1, when he, Jesus, was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Tell me what we're looking at. Huh? The revealed will of God. Amen. For all people, for all time. Jesus said to him, see that you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now go to Luke 5 and let's read Luke's account of this healing. Same healing. Just how the Lord gave it through Dr. Luke. Luke was a physician. In Luke 5 and verse 12, it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. See, Matthew didn't say that. He just said he was a leper. But Dr. Luke wants to be more exact about his condition. You'll find that in Luke's account of the gospel. The reason I correct that is because there's only one gospel. You understand? Sometimes we say Mark's gospel, Luke's gospel. Well, there's only one gospel. There's Matthew's account, if you want to say it that way. But really, it was the Holy Ghost through Matthew. But Dr. Luke, you know, you'll see this as we look at these other healings. He gives descriptors for their conditions. And he talks about levels of the problem. He's a doctor. Full of leprosy, he said the man was. An advanced condition. Who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes. Now here, how many is great multitudes? So we see an individual get healed. He's about to tell us about great multitudes getting healed. Well, the feeding of the 5,000, you know, the men were 5,000 plus the women and children, probably at least 10, maybe 15,000. That's called a multitude, a great multitude. Well, what would be multitudes? Multitude be thousands of people. What would be multitudes? What would great multitudes? That'd be a whole heap of folks, right? Many thousands, right? Scores of thousands, maybe. Tens of thousands or more. They had some big crowds. Thousands of people and then tens of thousands of people. Thousands of people came together to what? To hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Oh, I like that. What'd they come to do? They wanted to be healed, but what's the first thing they came and did? Heard. Is it important to hear if you want to be healed? Yeah, because you're healed through your faith. And how does faith come? Was Romans 10 say? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And it didn't work any different in Jesus' ministry. When the people came and they wanted to be healed, first thing they did is do what we're doing right now. Amen. 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 Sit down and hear the word. Yeah. And as they heard the word, faith came up in them. Yeah. And they got healed. Their faith made them whole. How many believe that can happen in these services? Just like it happened out on these hillsides? Because he's the same. Amen. His word still produces the same results. We'll go back then to Mark's account. Mark chapter 1. And let's begin to talk about some detail. We said we're seeing the revealed and the manifested will of God in this man being healed. And we are learning how to receive a healing. Did this man get healed? He was, how many believe this man really lived? A real man lived on this day just as surely as Jesus was in Israel and was here in the earth on that day. And this man was leprous, very ill, might be considered incurable. And how many believe he was cleansed? He was made whole and healed. It's not a fairy tale. Not just a type. Not a simile. It really happened. How many believe it really happened? Good, I got believers in here. Good. Amen. How many are glad that the Lord healed this man? And He still heals today, just like this. Hallelujah. In Mark, the first chapter. Mark 1, verse 40. There came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him. Now let's stop right there. This man was a leper. Now it's different ideas about what exactly he had. Even today, there's different things that people call leprosy. But Leviticus 13 and 14 in the Old Testament goes into great detail about leprosy, about how to identify it, and about when the person should be quarantined and when they should not, and when it's serious and when it's not. But different Bible scholars bring these things out. One individual says this. He says it's caused by a certain thing. He said it characterized by the formation of nodules that spread, causing loss of sensation and deformity. Another one says most likely includes severe types of psoriasis. And it's very obvious from Leviticus that it was problems in the skin, severe problems. And it included things like boils. And this thing says nodules, which would be lumps, growths, whatever. This says it is an infectious disease characterized by sores, scabs, spots beneath the skin. Suffice it to say, it was an awful thing. And is. There are people who have leprosy in the earth today. Awful, awful disease. Deforming disease. One of the things that in modern cases of leprosy we call leprosy today, people lose nervous sensitivity. They can't feel. The people will sit on a hot stove and not even know it. They'll turn their foot and break a bone and walk on it for a week. And how many of this stuff is of the devil? You understand, leprosy is not of God. Do you understand that? When God created Adam and Eve in the garden, there was no leprosy in the garden. Is that right? If God had wanted leprosy, He would have created some in the garden.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Leper, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R613. That's R613, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.